ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਸਬਦ ਡੇ। ਵੀ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊ ਆਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਛੰਤ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਬਾਣੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਫਿਫਥ ਨਾਨਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ। ਐਜ ਇੰਡੀਕੇਟਡ ਬਿਫੋਰ, ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਕੰਬਾਈਨਸ ਅ ਸਲੋਕ with several chants, and we will be considering the chants one at a time in the interest of time. So the slok, or the central message of this shabad, is ban ban phirti khojti hari bahu avagaye nanak pete sad jab har paya man mahe. So humanity searches. It is almost poetic. Creation is looking for its creator, and when with wisdom it is looked at, it discovers that the creator is actually within, that indeed it is creation, it's the creator itself. So that's the game of life. We are looking for ourselves essentially, but it takes a long time to recognize that reality. So in the first chant, the guru had spoken about the natural world, you know, bantrin, the forests, the pasu, the animals. And in this chant, let's recite it first and then go over it. Chant kot bisan avatar sankar jatadhar chahe tujhe dayar ਮਨ ਤਨ ਰੁਚੀ ਅਪਾਰ ਅਪਾਰ ਅਗੰਮ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਠਾਕੁਰ ਸਗਲ ਪੂਰਕ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਧਨੀ ਸੂਰ ਸਿੱਧ ਗਣ ਗੰਧਰਵ ਧਿਆਵੈ ਚਖ ਕਿਨਰ ਗੁਣ ਭਣੀ ਕੋਟ ਇੰਦਰ ਅਨੇਕ ਦੇਵਾ ਜਪਤ ਸੁਆਮੀ ਜੈ ਜੈਕਾਰ ਅਨਾਥ ਨਾਥ ਦਇਆਲ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਮਿਲ ਉਧਾਰ. So now, in this chant, the guru mentions aspirants of various stripes, people, in other words, humans who are engaged in various practices in search of the truth, so to speak, with a capital T. So he says, Kot bisan avatar sankar jatadhar. There are innumerable incarnations of Bisan, which is a term for Vishnu. And it really, Bisan in Gurmat means the human, because we are, in some senses, avatars of Vishnu. And then there are Shankar Jatadhar, matted hair, the renouncer. So there are many who are like Vishnu, engaged in the world, many like Shankar Jatadhar renunciates, both sides, Girast and renounces on the other hand. Chahe tujhe dayar man tan ruch apar. So they have this aptitude, this longing, ruch apar. Chahe tujhe, the wish to find you, O compassionate one. Apar agam gobind thakur sagal purak prabdhani. You that they seek, you are the master, you are infinite. You are Gobind, the master of the universe, beyond the reach of creatures. You are dhani, complex, rich, all-possessing, purak, master, fulfiller of all wishes, and prab, you are wisdom. This is what the kot bisan the sankar jatadhar are looking for. Not only them, but Sur Siddh Gun Gandharv Dhyavah. Sur, the valiant, people who brave all sorts of difficulties. Siddh, the perfected ones, or those who seek perfection, the mystics. Gunagandharb, the cluster of singers, as well as Kinnaragunapani, the vulgar, the downtrodden. Everyone is looking for you, yearning for you. Kot Indra Anega Deva, Kot Indra, billions of Indras looking for you, remember you, acknowledge you. Anath Nath Dayal Nanak Sadh Sangat Mil Udhar. So, this is the way, Udhar, Sadh Sangat, through Guru wisdom. Because without Guru wisdom, we are Anath Nath. We are without a master. We are helpless. So we need to find our Anath, our Nath, who is our Lord, our Master. The nature of this Master is Dayal. Anath Nath, Dayal. We are creatures, which means we are dependent. The Master who owns us is Dayal, compassionate. So Nanak says, Sadh Sangati Mili Udhar. So the way is Sadh Sangati, meaning the Guru, Guru wisdom. Guru stands for wisdom. Guru Gyan Naam Hai. It's wisdom. So you see, this chant, like the previous one, it observes the natural world. It observes the world of humans and recognizes the unity and says in this chanta, these are like poetic expressions that entire humanity, entire natural world is expressing praise, homage, seeking, yearning. It's a sense of profound spiritual connection that we are all trying to seek. That is the message in this chant. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.